Hello, today is Tuesday, October 17th, 2017. I'm Joe Schmidt with TC2, and this is Staying Connected. If you have some responsibility for your company's network, maybe you design it, maybe you buy it, maybe you run it, or maybe you secure it from the bad guys. Regardless, you know that controlling the costs and the risks of the network sometimes seems like an impossible task. At TC2 and LB3, we feel your pain, and we spend a lot of time helping clients address these concerns. And sometimes, as you'll hear shortly, we run a conference to help end users understand and address these issues. I want to thank two of my colleagues for joining me today, Ben Fox, one of TC2's managing directors, and Andrew Brown, who's the managing partner at LB3 and chairman of TC2. As we touch on what companies can do to seize control of their network costs and risks. So Ben, I think it's fair to say that if someone works in networking, they're always dealing with change.
Yes, thanks Joe. I think pretty much the only constants in network technologies and services is that everything is always changing, and indeed that users are always demanding more for less. So our conference in New York next month, we'll be covering a range of different topics to help our attendees keep on top of both of those challenges. We'll be looking at some of the latest developments in the leading edge network technologies that large global companies are adopting, with some particular focuses on SD-WAN and on unified communications, including some of the successful strategies that companies are following to move to these new technologies while still supporting the legacy environment in the interim. We'll also be examining a range of approaches and target areas to meet the ongoing relentless downward pressure on IT budgets. For instance, how to extract the most from your relationships with your network equipment and software manufacturers and the value-added resellers, which is something that doesn't get focused on as much as other areas. And also a session on how to most effectively leverage telecom expense management services to help keep your spend under control. And then we'll also be hosting a panel discussion which discusses recent initiatives and lessons learned from some peer companies with some of our clients participating and giving their input on what they've been successful in achieving.
So Andrew, can you provide some more detail on some of these sessions?
Yeah, absolutely, Joe. One of the hottest topics in networking right now that Ben mentioned earlier is SD-WAN. There's so much industry talk about SD-WAN right now that it's really hard for most enterprises to understand what it is, how it can be deployed within their company's network, and of course, what kind of impact it's going to have on their network's performance and overall cost. We've been covering this subject at our annual New York conference for a few years now, and we're at a really exciting point in the evolution and adoption of the technology. It really is being rolled out by enterprises, and we're seeing through our work with clients how to develop good strategies, how to deploy SD-WAN effectively, and interestingly, how the market is evolving, particularly as the established players try to take their piece of this pie away from the companies that were the original innovators in this space. And there are a bunch of issues that arise from the evolution of the network that we'll be talking about at the conference, and some of the big ones that Ben mentioned earlier were UC, which isn't new per se, but again, is front and center in most enterprises. So we have a really good session on what a successful sourcing and deployment of UC should look like as companies continue to support legacy equipment while moving to a UC model. And of course, data security is a huge issue right now. You hosted a couple podcasts on that subject recently, including the fallout from the big Equifax breach. So we'll cover what enterprises need to know and do to protect their networks, services that they should consider, and what their network providers do and, more importantly, don't do for their customers. And then we'll also hit some major regulatory issues coming out of DC that are going to hit the bottom line of enterprise customers. Universal Service, for example, is accounting for nearly a fifth of telecom costs now. There are 911 mandates for enterprises that may be forthcoming on top of a bunch of state rules that already exist, and a bunch of other price-affecting things that enterprises should be aware of.
So as you guys know, I'm also going to be at the conference, and I'll be presenting with Kevin DeLallo, who is one of LB3's mobility experts. And in our session, we're going to cover how the development of wireless technologies continues to create new opportunities for enterprises to deploy advanced mobility services. Among the many things that we'll cover, we're going to look at how to develop a solid mobility strategy that takes advantage of the latest technologies, the new rate plans, and incorporates effective policies and tools.
So to summarize some of our other sessions as well, Joe, as Andrew mentioned, Many of our clients, many enterprises, still have aging but perfectly functional legacy TDM PBXs and older IP PBX systems, which are often cheaper to support than to rip and replace with new unified communications infrastructure. Thus, what we see is that the journey to unified communications is very rarely a sudden upgrade. It's far more common for large companies to be supporting all sorts of different UC infrastructure and sitting on a range of points on the spectrum from old legacy technologies to the very latest unified communications and collaboration developments. So in the UC session at the conference, we'll review the best practices for sourcing and contracting the support you need for the old aging voice infrastructure, in addition to looking at and examining what you need to know before negotiating deals for the very newest UC technologies to help you support all the aspects of your UC infrastructure. We'll also have a session that's focused entirely on the vast sums that most enterprises spend every year on buying network equipment, network software, and on maintaining that equipment and software. And what we found is that despite the large spend that all enterprises have in that area, historically, the relationships and the contracts with the manufacturers creating the product and the value-added channel partners, you know, also known as the VARs, selling those products, those contracts, those relationships have received far less attention than the carrier contracts for the network services that join it all together. But in the last few years, this has been rapidly changing as the manufacturers are finally starting to be willing to enter into direct contracts with their actual end customers. And as the VARs accordingly have to truly explain what value they are actually adding, and also as the commercial models for all of this stuff is becoming far more complex through things such as enterprise agreements, new software licensing constructs, and this kind of relentless drive to as a service. So in this session, we'll share the latest best practices to use, the pitfalls to dodge in this truly evolving segment of the marketplace. And I also want to mention the session we'll have focusing on telecom expense management, or TEM. So most of our clients use TEM services, but we see a huge disparity between our clients in what they actually get out of their services that they're buying from TEM suppliers. So effective deployment of TEM, and therefore the path to extracting the most value, requires active engagement by the customer. You can't just outsource the responsibility to a third party and hope that they'll get on with it. So this session is going to explain how to get more from your TEM supplier, how to effectively source TEM providers, and how to ensure that your TEM provider is doing its job well. And we're going to share some strategies and best practices to make sure that you can fully exploit TEM to truly reduce your network expenses.
Yeah, and then as if that isn't enough, we have a great enterprise panel. Ben mentioned it earlier, and it really is one of the most popular parts of the conference where all the people from LB3 and TC2 stop talking for a bit, and we let some folks from large enterprise companies with whom we work discuss the challenges and barriers that they've faced in changing network suppliers, how they've succeeded in making a switch, and the lessons and best practices that they've developed from going through that transition. And it's a big issue for companies right now. So that's a really interactive part of the conference, and we certainly know from past years that attendees always seem to find the information sharing and networking with their peers to be really valuable.
So we've mentioned it a few times, but it's important to know we've done this conference for several years now. We find that it's an extremely good conference and one that our clients get a huge amount of value from both the sessions, but also, and in particular, from networking with their peers and from the kind of information experience sharing that goes on.
Right. So if you're a client of LB3 or TC2 and you'd like to attend, there's information on the TC2 and LB3 websites, techcaliber.com and lb3law.com, or you can click on the link below to go right to the conference webpage.
Great. Thank you, Andrew. Thanks, Ben. And thank you to the audience for listening. As Andrew said, if you're interested in attending the conference, there's information on LB3's and TC2's websites. However, if you're unable to make the conference but would like to learn more about these topics or you'd like to discuss any of your telecom and ICT lifecycle needs, please do check out our websites. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn, or you can shoot us a message, or please give us a call.